This is TWiT.
Give us a 30,000-foot view. What problem is Redis solving? Why would I reach for it?
Sure. So one of the big problems that Redis tries to solve is very, very fast, very, very simple NoSQL database. I think as you touched on, one of the things with Redis is it's very unique in the NoSQL space. Instead of having sort of a table structure that kind of mirrors what we see in relational databases, Redis works off of data structures you're already familiar with, things you find in your language collection libraries now represented in server form.
Okay, so I would take this, I wouldn't use normal traditional SQL to do things like inserts and updates and things like that. I interact with it differently then. How does that work?
Yeah, for instance, if you wanted to do something around, you know, recommendations are very popular. So Redis has the concept of a sorted set, which is a set, but that has actual ordering applied to it. So you might insert your recommendations into a sorted set with the order being how good of a recommendation it is. So you work with set semantics, but your set, instead of being local to the node that your code is running on, runs on or lives on a remote database-like server, a NoSQL database, and you interact with it remotely.
And what would a typical use case be for this, though?
There's all sorts of things. Most people start with Redis. They come to it as a cache. That's probably the most popular use case for Redis because they start with just basic key value pairs. Recommendations are really good. Counting large objects. There's a data set in a data type in Redis called hyperloglog that makes it very easy to sort of do a probabilistic count of, you know, billions of items in a fixed memory size.
So is this something that would be used in parallel with or maybe replace Memcached?
You could use it in either situation. You can use it as a replacement for Memcache if you want to just do key value storage. You can also use it in conjunction with with Memcache for caching. For instance, if you have, say, a large fan-out computation that maybe hits, you know, your SQL database, a couple of different systems, you can basically do your fan-out computation once, compute the results, and then store it in Redis in a form that makes it readily accessible. Because, again, the big difference between, say, using Redis as a cache for Memcache is Memcache gives you purely key value storage, whereas with Redis, you get key to data type storage.